7,500 merit scholarship finalists will be selected out of the 16,000 students who scored in the top 1% on the PSAT. Nearly 4.3 million high school students took the standardized achievement test last year. Many take it with the intention to practice for the official SAT, which is sometimes needed for college acceptance. The next step for the semifinalists is to submit a comprehensive application to the nonprofit National Merit Scholarship Corp. Senior Cameron Stevens said he did a little bit of preparation, but sitting for the PSAT last year was the first time he was exposed to the test. He has been in the Park City School District since first grade at Trailside Elementary School.
So just for the semifinalist part, all you had to do was score in above like the top 1% in the state. So in order to get where we are now, all we've had to do so far is do really well on a test. At this point now, to become a finalist, it's a bit more of a holistic application. You have extracurriculars, your transcripts. You have to be endorsed by your high school principal, which I assume won't be a problem. But it's kind of a bigger view. You have to write an essay. It's pretty similar to like just an actual college application.
Park City High School senior Harrison Paz isn't sure what he's going to study in college. He said he's comfortable with his math skills and that language arts was a bigger challenge.
I took practice tests before this PSAT so I could improve my language arts score, because that was like really the most important part for me, was being able to get the language arts up enough to be able to qualify for this. I mean, I didn't really expect to get it, I thought I definitely had a chance. I thought my math skills good enough, and like if I work enough on this English, then I might be able to do it.
Harrison has a long list of extra activities he will submit with the finalist application.
I run cross country and track. Those are my main focuses, like sort of within the school area, but not like actual academics. I'm also a member of the National Honor Society. It's sort of a unusual position I do. I volunteer at a physics lab at the University of Utah.
Cameron has a full schedule of academic and athletic pursuits.
I'm involved with quite a few different things. I was on the Ethics Bowl team last year. I'm on the debate team this year as well, so kind of both speech events. And I was part of FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, and competed in that last year. Did well. I'm also... I play soccer. I'm also on the crew team.
Dennis Rothwell is the third semifinalist, who is a senior at Park City High School. He was not available for an interview. The deadline for the application is October 10th, and the selection of the National Merit Scholarship finalists will be in 2019. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.